I have studied a number of countries and I have followed the Brazilian policy and comparatively other policies, say, in India, for a number of years, since the 80s. I must say that from the beginning that I don't know much about the Obama visit this time, and I have not done research in Brazil the last 3 years. But I know overall the difference between the Brazilian approach policy regarding ICT and its development and, say, India and other emerging economies.
Mm.
And the difference has been that Brazil did try quite early on to develop its own IT industry, having in mind export, and it started with protectionist policies. It didn't work, and then it opened up, but it did develop quite a lot of internal capabilities for software development. And it used it primarily to the domestic user. This has been a major difference from India, where somehow the attitude was taken there that the domestic user is a curse. It's keeping back the software developers for tapping lucrative markets, export markets. Okay?
Mm, yes.
So this has been a major difference. As it happened over the years, India has developed this extremely successful export-oriented software industry for which it is very much admired, and in relation to which Brazil is considered to be lagging much behind, in a way is considered almost a failure to export. How can we explain that? Well, I think one of the very important factors has been the language. The language has helped the Indians to be able to service the Anglo-Saxon user and more generally, of course, the international market. So this has been a bit of a problem, but I think it's also the policy or the orientation, probably not as an explicit policy, towards servicing the internal, the domestic user. In that respect, I think that Brazil has been extremely successful in terms of providing the kind of services that has helped its industries to develop and become competitive.